Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Economic Dive. I'm thrilled to be your host as we navigate through the intricate world of global finance. So, grab your metaphorical snorkels and let's plunge into the economic currents. Now, let's talk about the economic heavyweights taking center stage this week. And of course, I'm referring to the Fed and the Bank of England, with the ECB, Bank of Japan, and Bank of Canada decisions behind us, the spotlight is on these giants. So, brace yourselves for a probable shift away from the tightening bias, given, of course, the strides made in managing inflation. However, guys, don't expect Chair Powell or Governor Bullock to declare victory just yet. They will be treading cautiously to keep rate cut speculations at bay. Over in China, authorities are pulling out all the stops to support their economy. And let's not forget Japan, where the Bank of Japan is toting towards normalization. So, the U.S. In the U.S., we have seen that the U.S. economy managed not just to avoid the fear of recession, but actually ramped up growth to a robust 2.5% in 2023. Despite a hefty 525 points in rate hikes. As you might already know, Wall Street is riding high on this, but Treasury yields are on the right this year as well, making fixed income markets a bit of a tightrope walk. This week, all eyes, of course, are on the Fed, where we expect a shift away from a tightening bias. However, NFP report, Treasury's borrowing projections, and refunding announcement will be key players as well. So, it's a balancing act on Wall Street, guys, with potential influence for a less hawkish FOMC. So, all the attention on press conference, of course. Now, heading over to the UK. As I already mentioned, the Bank of England is gearing up for a steady policy setting. But with updated forecast in the new monetary policy report, it's very, very crucial to see any hints that the press conference will give us. So as you might already know, growth hasn't been as robust as expected in the UK, while headline inflation corrected faster than expected. So a strong case is building to drop the tightening bias and to shift to a neutral stance. Governor Bullock, however, will likely keep cautious front and center to control speculations. So keep an eye on the S&P Global Bank Manufacturing PMIs and lending data, and especially on mortgage approvals. Finally, in Asia, all eyes are on Chinese PMIs after a surprise 50 points China's reserve requirement ratio cut. Concerns over a sluggish economy and potential deflation prompt this move. Japan, meanwhile, is experiencing its usual month-end data deluge after the Bank of Japan left policies unchanged. So, that was pretty much it as a ramp-up of the economic journey for this week. Thank you very much for joining me on this episode. Stay tuned for more twists and turns into the financial roller coaster. And until next time, stay informed and financially safe.